It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. One of the many events celebrating Johnstown's designation as Hockeyville, USA, was the Hockeyville Fun Fair that took place in People's Natural Gas Park on Sunday. Johnstown residents Jim Fleming, Kim Haleska, Tom Horner, and Courtney Haleska gave us their reaction to the honor bestowed upon the city.
My dad worked in the War Memorial for over 50 years. He was there from the time it was built, and then I worked there for probably about 8 years, I guess. You know, we worked all the hockey games for Johnstown Jets and that, all the concerts, and I just thought it was just cool that we got the first Hockeyville. Because after the 77 flood that we had a few years back, that kind of devastated the town, and I think it's just going to pull everybody back together again.
I think it's a wonderful event. I mean, the weather's cooperating, and there's something for every age bracket, it appears to me. So I think it's great for the community to come out and support Hockeyville, support Johnstown, support the Tomahawks, the Penguins, everybody involved. I used to go to the Johnstown Jets games whenever I was a little kid. You know, I've always been a hockey fan. I just think it just gets you more back into the spirit of hockey and spirit of the town.
Well, it's a big event for the area with our rich history of hockey. You know, starting way back with the Jets, I used to bug my brother to make me tag along with him to go see the Jets in the 70s. So just to have something like this, I can remember a couple years ago, there was a preseason game like in the 80s that was played here in Johnstown. I don't recall the reason, but it wasn't as big of a celebration or as big of a deal as Hockeyville is. The improvements that were made to the arena are tremendous, and this is something that stays. It's not something that just came here and then leaves. They had to make it nice for the NHL game, but now the Tomahawks have the opportunity to utilize all the improvements.
I have been to a few of the Johnstown Tomahawks games, but I have to say I did vote every day for us to win Hockeyville, so I'm really proud that good old Johnstown is the first Hockeyville in the U.S. I'll definitely remember this for a while because it's not every day that something like this happens to a small town like Johnstown.
I'm joined now at the Johnstown Area Heritage Association Discovery Center by Chip Minnemeyer, editor of the Johnstown Tribune Democrat. Chip Minnemeyer, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Also with us is Rick Hull, Johnstown Tomahawks play-by-play announcer. Rick, good to have you with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Tonight is a moment people in this town have been looking forward to for months, an NHL preseason game at the Cambria County War Memorial Arena between the Penguins and the Tampa Bay Lightning. A recent development, neither Sidney Crosby, Marc-Andre Fleury, Phil Kessel, or Chris Letang are going to be here. How's that left the people of this town feeling in terms of all that star power not being here for tonight's game? Does that take any of the luster away from the event?
Well, if anything that I saw this morning at the skate when people were waiting to see fans, their enthusiasm has not waned whatsoever. You had the Lightning folks arrive around 10 o'clock. Steven Stamkos, a very well-known player for Tampa Bay, and a lot of their players, very warm reception from the fans. And then about an hour later, the Penguin players arrived, and Evgeny Malkin was very popular, of course, and Chris Kunitz and Olli Maatta. And, you know, I think they were still pretty satisfied to be in the presence of the players who did come. Certainly you would like to have Sidney Crosby on the ice for this event. I think, you know, anybody who's coming or was going to be watching on television would prefer to see that. But from what I saw this morning, there was no lack of enthusiasm for the players who are here for this game.
And Rick, your perception of this, you know, after the buildup, could anything be a letdown for people?
You know, that was going to be my point I was going to make. I don't think there's anything that could be. And Chip and I were talking about this before we went on the air. I don't think we've ever seen this town with this kind of buzz, and people are so happy. And it's just a celebration of Johnstown hockey in general, and I don't think anything could pull the plug on that.
It was raining this morning, and people were still excited. And one woman said, "I'm going to be crying because Evgeny Malkin was about ready to sign her jersey." And you couldn't tell if she was crying or not because she was already soaked. But she was certainly enthused and was having a great time.
So Evgeny Malkin, players like that, are out there signing jerseys in the rain?
They were. They had umbrellas. There were folks holding umbrellas to keep kind of the pens dry and that kind of thing, but the players spent as much time as they could out with the fans and mingling and taking selfies and doing all those things that if it was a sunny day, it'd be a lot easier to do, but they certainly didn't back off from any of those things.
That's good to hear. That you know, the fans here couldn't be more excited about the idea of the Penguins on their tiny home rink, 4,000-seat arena. And it seems as though the players, one of the things we heard from the Penguins coach Mike Johnston is that the players seem to enjoy the opportunity to play in different venues, smaller town venues like the one here in Johnstown.
Right before joining you, I was in the locker room with the Lightning. They had just finished their morning skate.
And by the way, is Stamkos is here?
He is here. Okay. He skated this morning, and he was one of the ones who was saying exactly what you said. They were very excited about being here. A lot of these guys came up through rinks about the same size as the one you see in Johnstown, played either junior hockey or played at another level before getting the opportunity to do what they're doing now, and they appreciate small-town hockey, kind of grassroots hockey, and you can see it in their eyes and hear it in their voices. They very much appreciated the passion that they were in the midst of here in Johnstown and being in the War Memorial with its history, the venerable building, and seeing all those people come out just to watch them in a morning skate. They appreciated that.
Now, Coach Mike Johnston was planning to have the players watch Slapshot. We were just, of course, talking about Slapshot with Dave Hansen, who was in the movie.
Dave's great, by the way. He's a great relationship with Johnstown.
And they all seem to have that, which is interesting because you hear this guy describing coming into Johnstown on the bus as, you know, I saw the flames shooting out of the steel mills and thought he was going down into the pits of hell. And now they have nothing but affinity for the place. Dave Hansen lives close to
Married a woman from Cambria County, which is right up the road in Nantyglo is where she's from, absolutely.
So, obviously, after spending some time here, their view of the place changed tremendously.
Well, I think part of that is just that they come here, and Dave Hansen particularly was a hardworking, you know, blue-collar type hockey player, and he came here, and he just was able to associate with the people of Johnstown in that regard. And this place grows on you, Chip.
Yeah, absolutely does. It's a town with a lot of character. Hopefully you folks have gotten a chance to look around and
we
see.
We sure have.
Not just the old mills, but a lot of the history and the culture. There's a lot of ethnicity here, pockets of ethnicity, Eastern Europeans for the most part, and they've maintained their traditions. A lot of those things have been kept down through the generations, and you know, I think that's the kind of town that a hockey player coming to Johnstown would have encountered in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and even more recently. There's a lot of that heritage still in place here.
Now, Rick Hall, you were very much involved in the effort to win the Hockeyville USA contest. Talk about the effort and the way that that united everybody in this town who got behind it.
It was a monumental effort, and two guys I think you have to really point to particularly are Chad Mearns, who's the director of marketing, who was on a little bit earlier on your
Chad's
station.
Gotten a little bit of exposure on our show.
Yeah, whether he wants it or not, he was kind of thrown right into the middle of this thing and became the face of it. But also John DeRochet, who was a former chief, and he was a former East Coast Hockey League All-Star and a terrific hockey player in his playing days.
Another example of a guy, pardon me for interrupting, but from a very different culture in Quebec, who came here and now has settled here, is raising a family here, the whole thing.
And in talking to John, he loves it here. He said he loves how laid back it is. He loves how safe the city is. And he told me he's from a French-speaking town of about, I think he said 75 people. So he said he's not used to a lot of people being around him. And he kind of likes that aspect of it. But he's the director of business operations for the Tomahawks. Those two guys really had more to do with the organization of the Hockeyville campaign than anybody. And they spent countless hours really in strategic planning and how they were going to get everyone out to vote in terms of people going to different areas. Like my area was Westmont. Someone would take Moxham, and we would go around to all the businesses and hand out the flyers with when you were going to vote, how you could vote. And they really organized a great campaign, and the fruits of their labor are paying off today.
What was the process used for distributing tickets and who got them? Because the game is sold out tonight. There are more people that want tickets than were able to actually get the tickets to go see the game.
Yeah, and one key point is, you know, not sold out. They were free, which was a really neat aspect of this event, that they were able to keep the admission free for both the morning skate and for the game tonight, which is something very unusual. What was done, and what you mentioned, John and Chad, what that organization did was they put together an opportunity for folks to come and sign up for tickets at the local mall on several Saturdays after the ticket process was rolled out, and then there was a live drawing, and local hockey legend Don Hall pulled the first name out of the basket, and then from there they just put together, 3,000 tickets were given out to the public, other tickets given out to season ticket holders and to youth hockey organizations, and how they pulled that all off is pretty amazing. But it happened, and people got their tickets.
Now, for those who didn't get tickets, there is a telecast on NBC Sports Network tonight of the game, live coast to coast across the nation. Calculate, if you will, the value of this national exposure for Johnstown.
It's magnificent. I think it's hard to even put a dollar figure on it. We've talked to the folks at the Convention and Visitors Bureau at the Chamber of Commerce, and really the true value of this will be what happens going forward and how the community is able to both capitalize and embrace this opportunity going forward. Certainly there's value. You've got people here in town. You mentioned it being a town abuzz, and it certainly is. And the restaurants and the hotels and folks like that are benefiting right now. How we can capture this momentum going forward is going to be the interesting thing. And, maintain this title of Hockeyville for as long as we can ride that out and really, continue to be known for that for folks who might want to stop by and see what the town's all about. They're going to see, from what I understand, and talking to the NBC people, a lot of Johnstown history in the broadcast, not just Penguins Lightning, which people will be tuning in to see. And then not just Hanson Brothers and Slapshot, although that'll be part of the program as well. But they'll talk about the history of the floods, but also the history of recovery and economic development and some of the things that have gone on here and the character of the town and makes it a pretty interesting place. And I think people who tune in, wherever they are, will get a good taste of what Johnstown is about now and kind of where it's been over time and where it's come. And, that'll be another opportunity for the community.
It's a Central Pittsburgh, and we're talking with Chip Minnemeyer, who is the editor of the Johnstown Tribune Democrat, and Rick Hull, Johnstown Tomahawks play-by-play announcer. What is being done to make sure that this has an impact beyond tonight's game?
Well, there's signage around town, finally, and it was a little bit of a frustrating experience, frankly, for me as the editor of the paper, writing editorials saying, why aren't we seeing anything? And there was some hoops that we had to hop through and some approval from the National Hockey League and Kraft and the major organizations that put this together before we could have official logos and before signage was ready to go. But the city put up signs all over town. There is a legacy fund that's been established at the Community Foundation. And you mentioned the gala last night. The proceeds from a lot of that activity will go to the legacy fund. And there's programs that my newspaper was fortunate enough to put together, the official program for the event. They're being sold at the event, at other activities, at the Sunday event that you folks were there for, at the gala last night, and those proceeds will go to the Legacy Fund. And the real purpose of that is to both maintain the upgrades at the arena going forward, which is very important, but also to continue to provide youth hockey opportunities and carry forward that momentum of generating interest in the sport here in Johnstown.
So, Rick Hull, we're down to less than a minute or so here, but will this chapter in Johnstown's history live beyond tonight?
It absolutely will, and I think the biggest way you will see that is when you walk in the War Memorial. And it was kind of a dark, dingy place before. Now the new lighting, the new sound system, the new boards, and there's not a more iconic building in this town than that War Memorial. And when you walk in there and you see that, and that's going to last. Those lights are going to be there for a long time. The scoreboard has been fixed, not replaced. But I think that is probably the biggest way you will see this legacy of Johnstown Hockeyville carry on.
Both going to be there tonight?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Definitely will be there.
Well, have fun. I'm jealous. I'll be watching on TV, though. So wave to me. Chip Minnemeyer, editor of the Johnstown Tribune Democrat, and Rick Hull, the Johnstown Tomahawks play-by-play announcer. Thank you both for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
And so ends day two of our programs from Johnstown. Lots of folks making these programs from Johnstown possible. News director Mark Newtbar, producer Marcus Charleston, assistant producer Katie Blackley, show engineer Tom Hurley, chief engineer Russ Lloyd. Special thanks to the Johnstown Johnstown Area Heritage Association Discovery Center and the City of Johnstown. Tomorrow, Essential Pittsburgh is back in Pittsburgh, and Women's World Cup soccer star Megan Klingenberg of Pine Richland joins us in studio. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.